to basketball now. This Sunday's NBA All-Star Game in Toronto will showcase the league's best players. You'll be hearing a lot about LeBron James and Steph Curry. And today we have a story about another player, Jay Williams. He was the second overall pick in the 2012 NBA draft. He went to the Chicago Bulls, and people started calling him the league's next superstar. But Williams played only one season. His promising career was cut short by an accident. He told his story to Martin Kessler at NPR's Only a Game.
Bad things happen in life. My accident altered the path of my life, but I truly believe that it altered my path for the right cause. I will make the best of it. I will not only make the best of it, I will flourish and I will thrive in it. And I will trust in my struggle. The day of the accident was one of those days that it started off perfectly. And I remember waking up, the sun was actually pressing upon the glass, and I remember being a little bit tired and kind of pressing my hand against the glass, thinking about how lucky I was to be drafted by the Bulls, how lucky I was to have Michael Jordan's locker, how lucky I was to achieve a dream I had been waiting my whole life to get to, and how thankful I was for it. And jumped on my motorcycle. Apparently being on a billboard going down I-90 in Chicago wasn't enough for my ego. And I remember revving my engine to try to show off. And then in the middle of my third roar, the bike popped up on me. And while grabbing onto the motorcycle, I grabbed onto the throttle even more, which made the bike go faster. And it felt like I went right into my fate. I tried to turn the bike at the last second, and I ended up clipping a utility pole going around 70 miles per hour. And when I came down on the ground, my impact was immediate, and it was hard. It was harsh. You know, the first words out of my mouth were, "I threw it all away. I threw it all away. I threw it all away." It's a scary moment, man. You're wheeled into an operating room, and you're on a cold metal table. The only soothing voice is that of a stranger that I had just met. And her name was Dr. Mallett. She held my hand and she said, "You severed an artery in your leg. And if we're not able to do surgery now," and then I kind of lost track of what she was saying. It hit me at that given moment that my life could be over right now at 21 years old. That's where I just started screaming out, "I don't want to die. I don't want to die now." Then I blacked out, man. Woke up not knowing whether it was hours or days later to seeing three metal pins inserted surgically into the bone of my left leg. Dr. Mallett walked in the room after they removed the tube from my throat, and I tried to whisper to her, "Will I ever be able to play again?" And she said, "We should try to focus on walking." And it almost felt at that given moment that I wish I had died. I finally got back onto the basketball court, I think about 2 years later. It was 10 plus surgeries, a long time of rehab every single day, and arduous is the only word to really describe it. Arduous and painful. It almost felt as if it was a huge step in my rehab process to get back on the court. But then I was nowhere close to who I was before. Right? I was a shell of myself. I went out for the Nets. I got cut by the Nets. First team I ever been cut by before. Decided to go down to the D League and play for the Austin Toros. I remember playing in the game and my right leg really giving out on me, and had to go to the hospital again. I had a partial tear in my hamstring, and I was just so tired of being in the hospital and going through therapy. And I just remember that night in the hospital having the most real conversation I think I have ever had with a human being before. The coach at the given time was a guy named Dennis Johnson. Dennis Johnson, to me, those days when where he played for the Boston Celtics with Larry Bird and Robert Parrish when they won championships. He was an absolute stud. And I remember him saying to me, he's like, you know what, Jay, I'm tired of you being a victim. Like, stop this. You are going to come back. We are going to do this. I remember thinking to him, like, all right, like, I'm going to go back to North Carolina. I'm going to hit the rehab circuit again. I'm going to work my tail off. And we continued to have conversations, and he would send me inspirational texts and send me tapes, you know, for me to watch and things for me to work on. I got a call from a teammate saying, you know, like, Jay, are you sitting down? And just remember him saying that, you know, Coach DJ passed away. He had a heart attack on the court. And I started to cry hysterically. I didn't really know what to do with myself. I started to think to myself, you know, what am I chasing? You know, over these last several years, I've been chasing this ghost of my past. And was I really chasing it for the right reason? I was climbing a mountain and was climbing so hard and with such a sense of urgency that I kind of stopped living. And it was the first moment I recognized that basketball was going to be no more in my life.
Look, he is a defensive animal. I think that's
what I did find something off the court I was passionate about. I found television.
7'4" wingspan, and he could pretty much block out the sun. He has a high motor.
It gave me the same rush that I had as playing on the court, and I got lost in it. Being an analyst is just the start. I would love to be a host. I would love to be, you know, a correspondent on a morning show or have my own radio show. I firmly believe that I can do it. Because that's what my accident has taught me, that I fell down, but I was able to pick myself back up. And I was able to do that by having people around me who believed in me. But more importantly, I had to start to believe in myself if I was going to truly accomplish what I believe I was put here to do. And there's no need for me to play small anymore, my man.